Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today I'm going to be controversial, more so than usual. I'm going to talk about a link on a YouTube channel, actually several. Somebody sent me a picture today, what appeared to be a black line coming straight down, not quite perpendicular with the earth, but in an angle, and right beside that were two X's. And you see stuff like this all the time if you pay attention, you know. And these people were paying attention. They took pictures. And they sent me the attachments. Tonight's show may not be as long as normal, so just bear with me because I want to get to this point real quick. Anyway, I want you all to pay attention to this YouTube channel. It's the YouTube and then /watch?V=Z. Anyway, it's in Chinese. I want you to pay attention here on this. Okay, they're blaming the coronavirus on this, but this is pure bullshit on levels you cannot begin to imagine. This person is running across the street and all of a sudden drops. Boom. This was not a virus. That was a frequency activation. I want you to pay close attention to this. I want you to take a hard look at this so you don't get caught up in the hysteria. See, I said this from the word get go, that this was a biogenetic nano-engineered outbreak. I was watching some other video today and they were talking about the nano and they kept mentioning more gallons and everything everybody was saying was nano, nanites, nano assembly, nano this, nano that. We need to quit calling this shit more gallons. It ain't more gallons. This is a nano biotech assault on mankind, and we better smarten up on this. None of you who have more gallons or listen to this program or have listened to this program is getting any better, are you? You've gone to the doctors, you've taken antibiotics, you've taken all these different herbs, you've used colloidal silver, you use all kinds of remedies, and not a damn thing is working. You know why? Because you're not treating what you should. Some of you are using zappers, and some are using the Rife machines, and the spookies, and the tens, and we've told you many a time, if you got nano, you will hyperactivate the assembly process. The one video that I was watching today actually mentioned that quite succinctly, stating that they're spraying in the skies, they activate the nano inside the body, turn on with the frequencies, they do what they're supposed to do, they activate, they accentuate their replication and their assembly, and then you wind up suffering. This is a nano biotech assault. We need to cut the bullshit. We need to call it what it is so that you can start paying attention to what needs to be done to shut this off. If you don't turn this off, if you don't shut down the program, it will continue to assimilate, assemble, replicate, and repair itself inside your body. When you look at that link I just mentioned prior, you're going to see a guy running across the street. Now, let me point something out to you here. If this man had been heavily saturated with the viral infections that they're saying it is, he would not have been able to take two steps across the street, much less run, because they show you people lying all over the place, dead. The guy is saying, look at so many dead people, and it was initially targeting Asians, Chinese, people from Hong Kong, Koreans, Japanese, people from Thailand. That's who this was hitting. Don't you think that's a little strange? That a virus would be that selective in targeting a specific species or specific culture or race of people. You think quite possibly that something is wrong in Denmark. Pay attention to the details. Everyone's been getting caught up on the sensationalistic hype and hyperbole of the coronavirus, and I never got at all concerned about it because I saw it for what it was. This is a trial run, and I'm going to explain to you the trial run. And some of you are going to shit yourselves, and that's okay. Maybe you'll wake up if you haven't woken up. This has been designed to load us up with this nano assemblage in our body. These program operating tiny little robots that build fullerene networks in our system on origami platforms using dendrimers and quantum dots to further accelerate the programming inside your body. They have weaved and weaved and weaved networks in your system. If you are whatever age you are, you have networks throughout your body. This is why you don't recover from a simple cold anymore, because your immune system is constantly being compromised. This is why we tell you don't use carbon C60. This is why I tell you don't use any of the carbon products that they're trying to propagate. They're putting it in the food supply. This is why you can't get over some of the things that you can't get over. Don't use any of the hydrogen products either that they're telling you to use. Hydrogen will accentuate, impact, amplify, make stronger the frequencies that will hit your body. And I'm thinking what we're seeing in that video is not 5G. That, I think, is 6G that the Asian government is trying on its own people. And I've said this to you before. When 6G frequencies hit your body and they disrupt the cellular matrix in your system, they release the water inside the cells. That water being released inside the cells releases the hydrogen in the cells, which then allows the 6G frequency to amplify further, causing accentuated damage to the mitochondria. Okay, pay attention. I am so sick to death about hearing about more gallons. We are dealing with something far more advanced than that. This is no longer a simple biology. Anybody who still thinks in those terms today is yesterday's news, never matured, never maturated, and never really paid attention to the details that they had to see. See, we can take a nano program, embedded in another or integrated with a virus, with a bacterium, with a mold, with a virus, with a algae, with any kind of thing. You can actually make these things replicate whatever you want. Initially, they were growing nano silver, nano gold in plants by the self-replication process that the plants use, by programming the plants to be able to do this. Now, ergo, we have men and women. Okay, I don't call anybody human. Men and women, made in the image of God, men and women, are now being inundated with this technology. Being inundated and integrated with this technology, so that this technology can now collapse and corrupt the DNA and compromise the immune system response mechanisms that are required to protect your system, allowing your bodies to be assaulted from all kinds of angles, in all kinds of different ways. And I'm thinking when I saw this, that this was not the virus. If any of you have ever had a flu virus, okay, you can't even get out of bed. You can barely move. You're hurt like hell. It hurts just to open your eyes. It hurts to sleep. You're just miserable. You think you can run? You think you can hop along and just roof? Take a look at that. And then the guy just drops. Just drops. As if some invisible force had hit him. Now, why would these technologies even work in the first place? They're a form of microwave technology, but when you have metal components in your body of all kinds. You have so many different types of metallic material in your body, you have no idea the scope of assembly you have in the system. You don't just have carbon or silica because you've been eating silica all your lives. The health food industry and the pharmaceutical industry have been selling you either pharmaceutical agents, vitamin agents, loaded with silica. Why not? It's a superconductor and it will assemble. It doesn't just, you don't crap it out like they tell you. It will pass through you. Now let's take a look at that vernacular, shall we? Passing through you. Ooh, could it mean passing through the intestinal tract, passing through the esophageal lining, passing through the respiratory system, and then finding some place to call home and then start assembling? Do you think that might be possible? Ho, ho, ho. How about other nanometals that, again, can be programmed? See, some of you are having a hard time with this programming concept. Well, how can you program a metal? Well, let's talk about genetically engineering or genetically modifying the seeds. How do you think the GMO and the seeds work? You think they just go in there and they cut every little seed and open up the DNA and then decide to write some script and put it inside? Or do you think perhaps they split the seed, put a nanoparticulate, a gold pod or some kind, that can now have the capacity to carry a program so that when the enzymes are activated by the water and the proteins, that now it will absorb that gold and then whatever is in there that is, again, DNA capable, it will now integrate and then tell that seed how to grow, what chemicals to produce. Not a far-fetched concept. Now we can transfer that same idea into a person's body. Why do you think Bill Gates is involved with the pharmaceutical industry? Why do you think a computer programmer is involved in the pharmaceutical industry? Because they can now write programming into these nanoparticulates, which can then be inserted into whatever DNA or whatever type of nucleic acid you want to put it in. It can now be carried into the system and lo and behold, integrated and activated to carry out its paradigm. Take a hard look. Look around you. Do you think what we're seeing are healthy people? Take a hard look. And I don't care what country you're in. Take a hard look. A super hard look. I get people contact me down there from the Caribbean. I'm from Jamaica and the Bahamas and the Dominican Republic, you know. And they're all telling me that they're all getting smoked down there. And I don't mean smoked, you know, like they're smoking a doobie. I mean smoked by getting being taken out of the equation. Pay attention. See, it's easy to get caught up and sucked up into the sensationalism. They play on this. This is the new distraction. How many of you have already forgotten about Australia? Remember Australia? Country way down under with all the thunder? No, remember that country that was on fire? The whole bloody country was lit up? Remember that? Anybody still thinking about that? Chances are no. Remember Mr. Trump being impeached? Remember all that nonsense with the Democrats creating this impeachment nonsense? This new distraction? You remember that? No, you forgot about that too. How about Kobe Bryant? Remember him? Guy that just died in a helicopter crash. Helicopter was almost supposed to be crash-proof. Remember that? Thought about that too, didn't you? That's how they manipulate everybody. They give you something that will sensationalize you and keep you distracted for weeks on end. Now all of a sudden you're going to see all these wonderful cures come out here on this specific thing. Now, I'm not against vitamin C, I'm not against copper, not against zinc. In fact, I encourage everybody to use these things. Not because they're going to protect you or cure you from the coronavirus. Chances are, I don't think they're going to do that. See, I read the write-up that everyone talks about, and I love the fact that they dig up old research to validate how vitamin C can kill viruses. And there's no question that it can do this. But now the question arises, can it still do it with a genetically engineered nano-program pathology? I'm saying it can't. I'm saying it will help you take this, help you fortify your body to be able to resist being completely succumbed by it, but you are going to go down. No question. Not in my mind, anyway. I've been dealing with nano for 12 years, okay? And I've been hit with all kinds of wonderful frequencies, and I've been experimented on, exploited. I've had a voice to skull hit me. I've had AI try to, you know, reprogram me. I've had all kinds of wonderful fun and games, and I got to tell you, it's been one, you know, hellacious time dealing with this bullshit. That's what it is. And if there was some way to take this programming that they have sent my way, and I could take it and shove it up their backside sideways, I'd crank it in there good and hard, I assure you. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point I'm trying to get across to you is this. You need to pay attention in the here and now. Okay, we're not living 20 years ago. We're not living 30 years ago. We're not living 40 years ago. A lot of the research that was validated back in the 1950s, which I still use myself on some things, I also today will tell you that you have to start incorporating what we are dealing with today, if it's still, if the things in the past are still relevant to dealing with a synthetic life, artificial life. Is vitamin C going to take out a program? No. Is copper going to take out a program? No. Is iodine going to take out a program? No. Is something that can cause a disruption in a program going to take out a program? Yes. What would that disruption be? A pulse electromagnetic field, or a electromagnetic pulse, or a high impact electrical discharge that can create a high ionic field in the atmosphere may also do this too. But you are dealing now with a internal program that's integrated with your genetic code. We have been inundated with this shit for over 60 years. We're not going to get over it anytime soon. And if you do start seeing the activity starting to manifest in your body, you are going to be in for quite some time a lot of detoxing and deactivating of this this synthetic. And you're also going to be replacing the body with things that are required to restore and build the system back up. That's the way it is. I didn't make the game. I didn't choose the game. This is how the game is being played. We are not going to get over this anytime soon. I will tell you why. Because number one, they are chemtrailing the shit out of the sky. They are putting nanotechnology into the earth. They're feeding the plants with all kinds of nano programming. The phytotoxicity of these particulates they're putting into the ground are causing huge genetic damage into the plants. Then they're also putting the same nanotechnology into the livestock feed. They are creating the pandemic that's coming down the pipe. This in China looks like pestilence. It is not a pestilence. This is a program that they're activating, and they're targeting their own people with specific activation codes. And I'm almost convinced that whatever they've done with this outbreak is to access people's DNA so they can be selectively targeted. This is what it looks like to me, based on what I am seeing and observing, and based on the correlation with what I've seen with nano poisoning and what I'm seeing with that. We are no longer in Kansas. And you're thinking, and I've said this to you before, I'll repeat it again, in order to sustain your health today, you have to protect your genetic code, your DNA, your chromosome code, the mitochondria, the ATP, the antioxidant and enzyme activity that goes on in your body. You have to be very, very on guard in regard to this. You can take all the supplements in the world. If you are going to take supplements, you might want to look at the research on what is going to protect your DNA, what is going to protect your telomeres. This is where vitamin C will come into play, because it can reverse the damage or any telomere damage that could go along. I'm not saying don't use vitamin C. I'm just saying don't allow yourself to be put in a state of lull. See, we're not dealing with just a virus. And that's the problem with these guys throwing out this research. We are not just dealing with a virus. If it was a simple viral infection, then anything will knock this out. Iodine will knock it out. Copper will knock it out. Zinc will knock it out. Manganese will knock it out. A combination of zinc, copper, and manganese will knock it out. Vitamin C would knock it out. Some of the B vitamins will, like B12, would knock it out. Some of the sulfur products like cysteine, methionine, alpha lipoic acid would knock it out. Any amino acids that can fortify and activate the glutathione levels will knock it out. But this is not just a simple virus. How does a virus that's usually found in snakes all of a sudden wind up infecting people? What has changed over a century? What has changed in regard to the fact that people are now being infected with things they never got infected with? Look at India. India, they play with cobras. They play with snakes. Look in Africa. They're always playing with the pythons and they're grabbing all these different snakes. Look at South America. They deal with that anacondas. They deal with all that. And yet none of these places have this type of viral Passover. Snakes have these viruses. They infect each other. How is it that now this is infecting people? Start thinking. Do your own due diligence in the understanding of what is going on. Don't listen to the television people. They're all full of shit, every one of them. They will lie, they will cheat, they will deceive, they will weave, they will manipulate, they will maneuver. This is what they're paid to do. Why do you think movie stars are paid the money they're paid? They're paid the money they're paid because they're professional liars. They're making you believe what they're trying to portray on the television. When you're watching a dramatization, when you're watching a comedy, they're getting you caught up in that mode or in that climax, in the setting. Making you think that this is, it's in your head and you're integrated with it. They've convinced you or they've possessed you. So now you're in this realm of deception and manipulation. That's what they're paid to do. These people that come on the television and they come up with the news and they come up with, these people are actors and they are professional paid liars, and they're paid really well to convince you of the bullshit they're trying to propagate. Don't get sucked into the television. It's what it is. It teleports a vision through your eyes. It programs you. It's programmed television. It goes through your eyes and sets a program in your head. It's a bullshit unit. Some of you might be saying, well, you shouldn't swear so much. You know what? This is the only way you're going to pay attention. Because your soul, most of you are so asleep, you don't even know you're asleep. And if I've rattled your cage a little bit because I've used the word bullshit, so be it. because it's what it is. It's all bullshit, and you're buying into it. That's why we're all being taken out. That's why we're all becoming taken over, or we're becoming possessed. I, for one, am so sick and tired of this planet and the bullshit on this planet, because it's nothing but one big pile of demonic, possessed, taken over planet. And it's now assimilating or possessing people. And people are not just asleep, they're in a dream world, believing whatever bullshit is being propagated. Nobody is taking the time to thoroughly investigate what it is they're even believing in. Most of it is coming from a place that is completely fictional. And this is another fiction being propagated. Look at that video. Examine it. Go in slow motion. See this guy run. He runs about 5 or 6 steps and then drops. Nobody who's got a viral infection is going to be able to do that. Nobody. He had puked his guts up by the time he took his first or second step. Time to pay attention. Something ain't adding up here at all. Okay? You need to realize that things are not adding up at all. None of this is adding up at all. We are now being dealt with another fiction. And like I said, what I see going on is they are experimenting. They are experimenting with this technology. And China is the perfect place to do it. 1.3, 1.4 billion people. Who's going to miss 20,000? 28 million, 30 million in one area has been completely isolated from the rest of the population. If 28 million people die in the vicinity, who's going to miss them in China? When you see this guy running across the street and dropping onto the ground, people start walking away. They don't run to go help him. They're afraid. But when you, like I said, when you see this, and it's around the 4:15 mark, 4:15. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Give me one second here. I'm going to see if I can find the time slot. I saw this and I thought, we need to talk about this today because, and I'm going to suggest something to you too. When you see this video, download it, because it ain't going to stay up long. Me talking about this is probably going to expedite the process here in regarding to removing it. Now, there's something else on YouTube. It's called World War Z. It starred Brad Pitt. And it shows you this biological agent was released in the general population, and it caused a severe mutation effect. Now, in China, we're not seeing this. We're just seeing people dropping dead. Dropping dead as if they got targeted with some kind of frequency or directed energy weapon. That's what it looks like to me. Now, imagine if in America or Canada, they decide to release something different. And it causes a major distortion with people, allowing their better side to come out, where all they have is rage and fire, anger and murder, nothing else. That their minds have been completely been reorientated or reprogrammed or rewritten because of a program sequence that they may have somehow been exposed to. How would that be possible? Oh, wait. Let's see. Get your flu shot. Oh, wait. British Columbia. British Columbia now wants to rewrite the vaccination rules. Who the hell gave these people any business or any right to do this? I thought, again, stupid me, but I thought that the government worked for the people, that it was the people that voted the people in power. Now, I'm thinking that if the general population does not want to be vaccinated, then who the hell are they to rewrite the rules? Now, for those of you in British Columbia that are listening to this program, go look it up. Chris Gupta sent me an email, so you can look up Chris Gupta and look at and try to find him on the on site. Sent me this thing about the British Columbian government is now rewriting the rules of engagement when it comes to vaccinations. Who? This is what I'm saying. This coronavirus is nothing but a distraction. It's all bullshit. Again, to give up your rights and to put you in a state of fear when they are hitting us with directed energy weapons, causing or simulating an outbreak. Take a look at that. I'm not saying that viral infections don't exist, and I'm not saying pandemic situations can't happen. And don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. I'm saying take a look at what's going on there. Connect the dots. Why is the Canadian government in British Columbia violating the rights of the people of British Columbia? Why? Who gave them the authority to do this? Who? Who gave them the bloody authority to do this? Did the people vote on this? No. If the federal government is stating that vaccinations are not mandatory in Canada and there are ways of avoiding to be vaccinated for whatever reason, then those rights should be protected in Canada. I don't care what the United States does. I don't care what the United Kingdom does. I don't care what Germany does. I don't care what Italy does. I don't care what they do. I live here. If I lived in America, I'd feel the same way if I was in America. If I lived in Germany, I'd feel the same way if I was in Germany. Who the hell gave these people the right to do what they're doing? Sitting on your ass is going to put you in a box. And you're going to go there painfully. When I hear people say to me, oh, what can we do? What do they... What can we do? We put them in power. We can take them out. Look what Iceland did to their political system when they got them involved with the European Union, and they started going broke and got into a deficit situation. The people of Iceland went in and took the people of parliament and had their asses jailed. It removed them from power and re-voted for a whole new parliament. I think we need to send that message across the board in Canada. If you screw around with our rights, we will vote you out. We will take you out, have you arrested for violating the rights of people, causing bodily harm to the general population, and assaulting Canadians. That's what we should be doing. Okay. And I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. Because none of these people have the right to do what they're doing. And if there is a connection between the pharmaceutical industry propagating this bullshit with the general population through the political stream, then that pharmaceutical company should also be stripped of all its wealth, its hierarchy, its chairman of the boards, its presidents should all be then charged accordingly for interfering with the rights and freedoms of people of this country, and also be put in a jail, a real hardcore jail, like putting them in the Arctic or sending them to Siberia or Alaska. In a jail outside where it gets down to minus 50. That would maybe change their attitude. This concept of killing our own kind with these vaccines that are loaded with nanotechnology, nanobiology, and they're not even proven to work. So we have to start looking at these things correctly. And, you know, I'm talking right across the board, right across the planet here, because I know I have a lot of people listening, but I'm especially talking to those of us in Canada. We gotta quit being duped. The government is not our mom and dad. Okay? The government is not mom and dad. The government works for corporations. The government works for companies. The government works for those who have wealth. They do not work for the people. They do not represent us in any way, shape, or form. They give us this concept that we have a vote, which we really don't have. They're already selected by the hierarchy that's in place, the financial hierarchy that is controlling Canada. So you really don't have a vote. But they give you this ideology or this concept that you can go and pull a lever, and now you've done your Canadian duty because you voted. Even though your lever that you pulled may have went to the other guy because that computer was programmed to take your vote and give it to the other person. This is a reality today. This is not something that, you know, is just made up. You can go online, look it up, look at the guy that built these things and is standing in front of Congress and saying you could program these things to pull a vote any which way you want, and the person you're voting for will never see the vote. He tells you this. Why are smart meters being put in our homes when we don't want them? Why are the corporations being allowed to, again, take away our rights and freedoms to put in these devices that shouldn't be put in our homes? They emit high levels of radiation that are toxic. Yet here we are being, again, railroaded by a system that has, again, lied to us about our rights and choices. Again, the reason why they're getting away with this bullshit is because we don't know our rights and choices, and we can tell them to say no, shove it up their backside sideways, and they can't do a damn thing about it. That's the reality. And if a politician, whoever's been elected, I don't care if they're a premier, I don't care if they're a mayor, I don't give a shit what they are, you know, parliamentarian, if they are going to oppose the people's choice, they should be impeached. See, I don't understand why Mr. Trump was even looked at for impeachment. I didn't see anything he did wrong either. You know. But I will say this. Democrats, the next election, are going to get good and smoked. I mean smoked. These are the dumbest of the dumb. They have propelled Mr. Trump to a level that he never thought he could have reached. And he's got them to thank for it. Doesn't matter who they're going to throw against him. You watch, he is going to smoke the Democrats the next election. This, what they did, was stupid. Because he didn't do anything impeachable. Now. Okay. But there are politicians, especially in Canada, that do things that are impeachable. And they should be removed. They should be displaced, put out of politics, never to return in the public service. You know, I'm dead serious on all of what I'm saying tonight, because I don't know about some of you, but you know, myself personally, I'm tired of being chemtrailed. I'm tired of having nanoparticulates in the air that are programmable to assault me, infect me, integrate with me, and then cause me undue suffering and pain. I am tired of eating nanogenetically engineered food. I am tired of drinking nanogenetically engineered water. I am tired of using products that are designed to cause my immune system to collapse with nanogenetic engineered materials that are all programmable, can be turned on by frequencies. Can you imagine that? You've eaten some meat, you've eaten some vegetables, you've eaten some whatever, and you've eaten it, and all of a sudden you're feeling good, and then next thing you know, you're feeling like shit because somebody, the artificial intelligence may have turned on the frequencies and says, well, he ate all this, let's turn it on. Let's make him feel a little pain. Let's make her suffer just a wee bit. Let's make sure they're in dire, dire, dire pain. Aren't you tired of this? Aren't you tired of feeling sick all the time? Aren't you tired of buying shit that doesn't work? Aren't you tired of having to deal with this constant breaking down of your bodies and then blaming it that you're getting old and that aging is a disease? Aging isn't a disease. It's a process in life, but we should not be aging at a hyper-accelerated rate. I remember growing up as a child listening to how great and wonderful the achievement of was the West. We have done so much. Our life expectancy has improved so much. It was 86 point something years, and it was great and wonderful, and we had achieved this, and this was fantastic, far out, and all this stuff. And now the life expectancy is 69.9 years. We lost about 17 years, give or take. What happened? What happened? You know, think about that. What happened? We're so advanced, so out there, so far ahead, yet here we are losing, aging, using our life source, our life forces, and now we're declaring aging a disease. Wow. You know, our average lifespan should be between 80 and 120 in current times. In the past, they did live up to 900 years. Okay, so something happened between then and now. We lost a lot of time. But even if we were supposed to live, just say, to 120 years old, how come nobody's reaching that age? Everybody's falling short. Did it ever occur to you that perhaps the reason why that's the case is because it's been designed to not let you reach that far? Imagine if all of us retired at 60 years old, 65, whatever, and we lived to 120, 55 years of collecting pensions, 55 years of collecting medical benefits, 55 years of collecting benefits from the government, discounts, whatever. This is why none of us are living that long. Because the drain and the strain on the economics would be far more overwhelming. So it's easier to kill you. And we're simulated that these are natural causes. Oh, he died of cancer. He died of diabetes. He had heart failure. Oh, he had gastritis. He died of a gastric issue. Oh, he died of a rheumatoid issue. Oh, he died of an autoimmune disorder. Oh, these are all normal. This is what happens. You get old, you get all these things. I remember seeing my grandparents get old. They never had any of this. I've seen my mother age. She's got health issues, but she's in pretty good shape considering how old she is. But a lot of the things that she's dealing with, again, was brought on by some means of exploiting, again, her genetic code. They didn't have all this technology when they were going through this, so they were not inundated and integrated with the technology. Imagine that. Got a whole generation of young people today, you know, 5 and under, all integrated. How long do you think they're going to live? These are reality checks. Like I see people talking about, oh, you're so negative, Tone. I always tell them all the time, no, I'm not negative. I'm honest. I tell it the way it is, how it is, so that we don't keep on being stupid. That we become enlightened. See, the Bible says that my people perish for lack of wisdom, or my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we get caught up in being on a one-dimensional track. That's the problem with a lot of us. We get caught up in this whole one-dimensional way of thinking. Go into a church, they indoctrinate you, and then they start to program you, and now you can't see past the program. Okay, you go into a political arena, same thing, you get indoctrinated, you become programmed, you can't see past the program based on that whole political structure. You're a rah-rah man. You no matter what happens, you're still going to rah-rah, even though it may be wrong. That's the program. Go to an educational system and all of a sudden you feel like, you know, oh geez, you know, I'm whatever, and you now you're educated. Now you're educated. And you now you can't see the truth because in your indoctrination to whatever group you're in, you are now looking and thinking and saying what they want you to say and believe. This is what has been done. It's time we take a hard look at these realities today. Not get sucked in, you know. Not just buy into the television's view of how long we should be living and why we're having the problems we're having. Oh, you're just getting old. You're just aging. It's, you know, you're just aging. You're not just aging. You're hyper-accelerated to be aging. Young people today are having health issues that most people didn't have in their 80s. Why is that? Maybe because they have some kind of nano programming running through them. You think that might be just possible, that this could happen? You think maybe, just perhaps, things ain't what they appear, and perhaps maybe what they're telling us may not be true. And perhaps what they're showing us on television, the seriousness of this coronavirus, it's a pandemic. 12,000 people, as last count I had, maybe it's more now, does not make that a pandemic. It just makes it a bit of an outbreak, but it's not a pandemic. We start talking millions in a country, then you're talking a pandemic. Going way past outbreak at that point. We got to think, got to pay attention, look at what's going on. I'm going to leave you another thing too. Someone, a buddy of mine, Wes, were talking yesterday about different things, and he was saying that the new Tesla Sentry mode, they got a Sentry mode in the cars, which basically is like a security system they have, can now fire frequencies or radiation through your car in order to communicate with another Tesla vehicle. Imagine that. You're driving down the road and the Tesla drives by you and it's firing frequencies at your car. Talk about being surveyed. Another form of surveillance. The machine now pulsing a frequency through your car. Isn't that an invasion of privacy? Is the government allowing this to happen so they can better spy on people while they're on the highway? Makes me go, We need to really, like I said, pay attention to these things. One, I don't want anybody beaming me with any kind of radiation, number one. I don't appreciate when people pull out a cell phone in front of me, because that means that if the signal comes through that phone and I happen to be in the line of fire of that frequency, I am now going to get popped. I'm not happy about that concept. Especially when I go through all this trouble trying to keep myself healthy. So, if you are going to be using a cell phone device, don't do it around people. Turn it off until you're ready to be alone. It'll take a message, you know. It's a weapon. It's what it is, it's a weapon. So anyway, you know, take a hard look at these things. Understand these things for what they are. Don't just accept shit. And when I say do research, honestly, Google is not a research. That's just something to quickly pacify whatever it is you're doing. Google is a search engine for making sales and making money. That's what they do. They do that really, really well. But they're not offering you facts, they're offering you more fiction or fictitious stuff. Sometimes you do find things in there, they're not outdated or whatever, sometimes you will find it, but it's best to do the research based on what you type in the URL. Don't use Google, find another search engine. They may still access certain Google links, that's fine. Look at these research, especially if it's coming from a lab, from a military industrial complex, from a university, from some kind of medical field. Pay attention. This tech is not about us. This tech is not about helping us. This tech is about inundating and integrating with us. So when it's when you have a designated time to die, let's say you're reaching 40. Oh, this guy's 40. Yes. Well, we'll hit him first with a heart attack. Ring. There goes the frequency. Just made the guy have a heart attack. Oh, now he runs to the hospital. Now he gets to the hospital. Doctor says, oh, you need the statin. Take the statin because the statin breaks down lipid membranes so that now the hydrogen can be released from the body. Comes out of the hospital, oh, there he is again, zing, another directed energy weapon with his DNA targeting sequence, targets his DNA, now he's feeling like crap, starts using the medication, and now it expedites the damage that the frequency device may have caused. That's the world we live in. That is the world we live in. I'm always talking about people, you know, they are doing stuff. You got Brian396, he's got his Nano Assembly photos. Go look him up, Nano Assembly photos of Brian396. He's on the photos.google.com. He's also got a nanobiotech site, www.minds.com. Check him out. Okay, you got Aramac, he's also out here doing his thing. He's another guy, you know, propagating health and other things that are going on as well. Check him out. You got me at several different sites. You got me at the Augment and Force site. That's my website. You've got me on the YouTube channel with the Herbs Plus Speedworks. You got me on the Do-It-Yourself Network with BitChute, www.bitchute.com, /channel/independence. Check out the information that Brian's putting out there. Check out the information that I put out there. Check out these links I'm showing you. It's time to really pay attention. If you don't pay attention and act on what you see now, tomorrow you'll be in a gulag. Tomorrow you'll be in an isolated area where you'll get up every morning and you will obey the orders. You'll be living in a concentration camp. That's what awaits everybody that doesn't wake up. Check out the site, check out the links, especially that one. Let me remind everybody, I gotta now look closely, was this a virus or an activation by a frequency? It's the last link on the page. Look at it. Look at it several times. Connect the dots. The reason why I tell you look at it several times so you don't get caught up in the hypersensationalism of, oh, China, 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 oh, China, China. Okay, I want you to get past that. I want you to look at this and see this guy. He doesn't look like anything's wrong with him until he gets hit with the frequency. Or appears to be getting hit with a frequency. Alrighty. Until the next segment, to your health, investigate, research, develop, and don't get sucked into the propaganda. Alrighty. Take care.